Armstrong Bartow Press presents Done by Brad Callen, read by the author. Part 1. Do More with Core 4. Chapter 1. First, send everyone home. To me, business isn't about wearing suits or pleasing stockholders. It's about being true to yourself, your ideas, and focusing on the essentials. Richard Branson, founder of Virgin Group. When I launched SEO Elite, I was still working at my job at the casket company. That is, until I got a better offer. I had a friend at the casket company who was super smart and great at programming. He was a consultant there, employed by an outside firm that specialized in the J.D. Edwards computing system that we used. Remember that clunky program I mentioned where I churned out reports for a whole hour each day? When my friend's contract at the casket company ended, he got a new contract at a scrap metal company, and he asked if I'd like to come along with him and be a consultant for the J.D. Edwards system there. I would be employed by a third-party firm, but spend my days in the office at the scrap metal firm, and I would be making more money. My wife Amanda and I had no kids at the time, and we were both down for an adventure. So we packed up, and we moved about 3 hours away to Fort Wayne, Indiana. It turned out to be a smart move, since my new job was even better than the casket company for growing my small business. This time, I sat in an office with five other IT pros, and none of us did anything all day. During the hours they paid me to consult, I found the time and energy to turn SEO Elite into a real income earner, while launching a whole series of ancillary products that made the program even more powerful. I share these stories not because I want to brag about being a slacker, but because in both situations, I was part of a conventional team whose members regularly collected paychecks for doing next to no work. Frankly, we were as inefficient as a team could be, set loose with little direction and even fewer expectations. And because no one ever gave me a single meaningful or critical thing to do in what amounted to nearly 5 years of employment, I never took a bit of it seriously. While my outsized distaste for inefficient work environments may have been unfairly shaped by my limited experiences as an employee, I've never had another job since. I'd be willing to bet that most people who've worked anywhere at all have seen something similar to what I encountered. Imagine the money my previous employers would have saved in salaries and office space rentals, and how they could have used our know-how to their advantage if they'd hired us as individuals who were highly specialized in our fields. They could have hired us on demand, paying only for the hours we actually spent completing their tasks, while working from a distance in our own space. And for even greater output, they could have evaluated us by the results we achieved rather than the time we put in. Workplace culture is done for. Until early 2020, you could have been a fly on the wall in management meetings worldwide and heard countless human resource strategies being devised and implemented around two core beliefs. First, people need to be present and supervised in order to work. And second, the more hours employees put in, the more work gets done. The amount of money that's being invested in commercial real estate and corporate culture and service of those two beliefs is immeasurable. But what those of us who've become experts at getting things done have known forever, and what COVID-19 has proven to everyone else, is that people may need great buildings and elaborate workplace cultures to be enticed to stay at work all day, but they don't need to come to work in the first place. In fact, if you strip away all that unnecessary workplace stuff, people will achieve greater results in less time. Businesses are actually more competitive when people work remotely and independently. In traditional 9-to-5 on-location work scenarios where people spend half their waking hours together in close quarters, it makes sense that business leaders want to encourage strong relationships among team members. So there, the emphasis on company culture is understandable. And leadership sure has emphasized it. So much so that if you went to Amazon right now and searched for company culture, you'd find more than 30,000 book results. Unfortunately, these books simply don't reflect today's reality. Most companies today, whether they're viewed as online businesses or not, are managing at least part of their workforce from a distance. And company culture, as it's traditionally defined, doesn't carry over to the digital world we're all beginning to inhabit. Back in the day, and regrettably even still, companies would offer up all kinds of arguably cheesy games, activities, and perks.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?